56. So we're turning our attention to Gqeberha now. Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman is standing by, founder of Gift of the Givers, where he's been assisting since the very beginning of the concerns around their own day zero. Dr. Suleiman, good morning. We spoke to you last week. How have things been since?
They've been brilliant. You know, it shows what you can do with partnerships and cooperation. It's been going fantastic with the municipality, with the business chamber, the business, the city itself, the people, the schools, the hospitals, everywhere. It's been fantastic. We know the aim is twofold. One is to try to cut water losses, mm-hmm. and number two, to increase water availability in the absence of more rain coming. And in terms of cutting water losses, I mean, Aspen, Continental, and other companies have come on board in VW together with the business chamber and even the municipality now. They said they're going all out. Every available plumber on their list, they're trying to race against time to fix as many leaks as possible. Every liter we save means 1 liter more for another day. In terms of augmenting water, we used to start with drilling boreholes. We had drilled 3 earlier in the year. We're just opening them up further. And you know, we're bringing in, putting in taps from the schools. We were at all those schools. And in fact, the schools called us. They said, please take the water and give it to the community. We'll open the schools even during the school holidays.
Excellent.
So we're busy setting up those 3 schools. We drilled at the police K-9 unit. They called us. There was an existing borehole there that was not used. We went, we opened it, we made it functional. They were worried about the dogs, no water for them.
Yes.
So we opened that unit, and at the same time, we told them that whatever we do, the water is not only for the people on site, but even for the community on the outside.
Exactly.
They said it's fine. The community is there. It's Forest Hill. We'll be running taps from the K-9 unit outside the fence for the people of Forest Hill even when the water levels start dropping in that area. So it's been fantastic. We hit a mega borehole in a school called Malabar Primary School, 500,000 liters a day from that borehole. It's probably
wow.
the best yielding borehole right now. And it's come at the right place because
yes.
in the area around the school, there's 4 informal settlements, there's a built-up community, and there's 1,100 kids in the school.
Sure.
And those kids come on buses from 8 different areas and taxis from different areas. So the advantage of that is you give the children the water, they take it for their families, the school educators take it, they take it for the families, and the people from Arles can take it. So it's been fantastic.
That's incredible. Dr. Suleiman, this is brilliant. You're always so great with these troubleshooting moments in an emergent time after a disaster. Out of interest, these boreholes that you're finding, what is the sustainability for them over the long term? I mean, is it safe? I mean, from an ecological perspective, I imagine the municipality needs to start getting the alternative, the improvement of the alternative solution in place for, you know, 6 months, a year's time?
The balls are fine. There's a way in which, you see, there's lots of things involved. It's just not drilling a bore. It takes time. You have to understand the geology. What type of rock is below the ground?
Yes.
What type of water the rock is going to give you? Is it going to give you arsenic, calcium, iron, sodium chloride, iron content, or is it going to give you clear water? The area we're drilling, unfortunately, is a rock called quartzite. When you drill inside there, in most cases, it's pure water. And we've been finding fantastic water. That's the first thing. The type of rock, where you drill. Then we spend a lot of money doing what is called a yield test. It costs us over 25,000 rand, over 48 to 72 hours. Just checking. If we pump, say, 5,000 liters per hour, and then we check, we have to see how much water comes back into the system. If only 4,000 liters come back, it means you're overpumping, you're going to destroy the borehole. So you drop it 1,000 liters below the 4,000 and you make it 3,000 liters or sometimes even less to ensure that the aquifer is always recharged and it's not used up and not dried out. That's very critical. We've drilled 440 boreholes in the last 24 months. Not one of them has failed, not one of them has dried out, not one of them has caused any damage.
Brilliant.
It has to be managed very, very carefully. And when the rains come, all you do is lower it down, you know, from say from 5 to 2. Or ultimately, you just close it off and say, okay, for now, use the dam water. And if needs be, we'll open it again.
Excellent stuff. Always such a pleasure and so encouraging when we speak to you, Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Have a good weekend. Founder of Gift of the Givers and really making such headway in Gqeberha, coordinating with the municipality, the